85. Don't ask why. This is a test of endurance, the announcer said. He prepared his starting gun and looked at the clock. I can't wait to start the race, James said. James was an engaging person with an energetic personality. 4 years ago, he enlisted in the armed forces. Today was his last official day in the military, and that fact energized him even more. What better way to celebrate the occasion than to win a trophy engraved with his name? But to tell you the truth, it wasn't the engraving that interested him. It was the gorgeous girl at the finish line. Bessie was the kind of girl that could enhance your performance as easily as she could innervate it. I recall an incident when he enraged her by sending a birthday card to his ex-girlfriend. The temporary enmity between them made James as weak as a wet noodle. It could have been a hoax, but he sure didn't act like the enduring bachelor I thought he was. Since then, Bessie has engrossed James to the point where he can think of nobody else. He once told me, I've been engulfed by her charm. What's the rush? I asked. I really wasn't ready to endure the 27-mile race. The thought of running further than I drive in a week engendered feelings of anxiety and doubt. I was having an engrossed moment of regret when James broke the silence. You're an enigma, James said. I know you hate running long distances. Why would you want to run 27 miles? You're the most enigmatic person I know. Frankly, I can't figure out why anyone would want to do it, I replied. Perhaps we're all seeking enlightenment.